Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, April 18th, 2022. This morning I will talk about knowing the season. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion are yours, because you created the heavens and the earth, and time to enjoy them both. May we number our days aright and read the times and seasons according to your divine intentions. Forgive us for coveting your gifts and for forgetting the giver. May we not forget the past and live in ignorance of the future when we know that you are in charge of both and love us dearly. Thank you for the days of rest and the years of prosperity when we know that neither are promised. In the power of your Holy Spirit, grant us strength to live according to your will for our lives, grace to share with those we meet, and peace, your shalom, which only comes from a life lived in your honor. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Ecclesiastes 3:1 we read, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." God created time, which is associated with the divine image in creation. God numbers the days of the week in creation and sets aside the seventh day for Sabbath rest. Because God created time and space, they belong to Him. For us, time began with creation and it will end with the apocalypse. This implies that we have a past, a present, and a future. Being limited, time is precious. Moses cautions us that properly numbering our years is a sign of wisdom. As Christians, we number our years from the birth of Christ. The Greek of the New Testament distinguishes chronos and kairos time. Chronos time is calendar or watch time, which is marked off in distinct units like seconds, hours, days, months, and years. Kairos time marks off significant events like decision points, traumatic events, and divine interventions. The moment that we come to faith is a kairos moment. When the apostles asked Jesus about the re-establishment of the kingdom of Israel, he responds using both aspects of time. "It is not for you to know the times," that is chronos time, "or the seasons," that is kairos time, "that the Father has fixed by his own authority." This is Acts 1, verse 7. While chronos time is mentioned in the creation account as God numbers the days of the week, the divine image is actually more closely associated with kairos time. When people say that there are no atheists in foxholes, what they mean is that near-death experiences pose a kairos moment. An important biblical example is the parable of the prodigal son, found in Luke 15, verses 11 to 31. In the story, a man has two sons. One day, the younger son asks his father to receive his inheritance in cash. The father grants his wish, and the son leaves for a foreign country where he squanders his money and ends up destitute. He is forced to take a degrading job just to survive. When he comes to his senses, he returns to his father to ask for forgiveness. In the process, he learns to love his father. His older brother, who never left home, becomes bitter about his father's forgiveness of the brother, and never gets to the point of loving either his brother or his father. In reflecting on the parable of the prodigal son, who wasted the most time? The story leads us to believe that the older son worked diligently for his father. That is, he spent his chronos time wisely, while the younger brother did not. If we value relationship, however, the younger son's kairos time proved more profitable. The difference between the two brothers arose because the younger brother proved teachable and his older sibling proved unwilling to learn. As a consequence, when confronted with challenging circumstances, I often pray, "Why, Lord, did you bring me to this time and this place?" The coronavirus pandemic has isolated us in a way that many of us have seldom experienced. Fear, anxiety, and depression are endemic worldwide, causing bizarre behavior, political chaos, and numerous preventable deaths. As of this writing, more than 800,000 Americans have lost their lives due to the pandemic. At least part of the problem in the pandemic response is a diminished view of time. If one forgets the past and has no expectation for change in the future, then one finds oneself in an oppressive, never-changing present. Holocaust survivor Viktor Frankl writes, "Woe to him who saw no sense in his life, no aim, no purpose, and therefore no point in carrying on. He is soon lost. We had to teach the despairing men that it did not really matter what we expected from life, but rather what life expected from us." Frank thought ahead about the lectures that he would give after the war. Others around him used the armed guards to commit suicide by pretending to climb over the concentration camp fences. In today's pandemic, a young person might fear that they will never find a job or earn enough money to have a spouse, a car, a house, a healthcare plan, and a pension. An older person might fear that the job lost will never be replaced with comparable earnings. While reality may be very different, a diminished view of time and fear make a toxic mix. The lesson of Ecclesiastes 3 is to examine the season that you find yourself in and act appropriately. During the pandemic, I was unable to continue my in-person volunteer work because of my family responsibilities, but found it an excellent time to launch new initiatives in my writing career. I translated my first book into German, and I published my first fiction work and first screenplay. For people willing to think ahead, the pandemic posed an excellent time to return to school online to learn new skills. School children who applied themselves to their work effectively advanced their educational careers an entire year ahead of many of their peers who did not. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.